It's the Southwest Arkansas Sports Page on the Air, your weekly local sports podcast. And now, here's your hosts, Greg Revels and Tony Stowers.
And we're back with Season 3, Episode 27 of the Southwest Arkansas Sports Page on the Air. If you love basketball, you're going to love listening to us this week. But before we get started with that, it's number 70.
Number 70. Ernie Stautner, old Pittsburgh Steeler. He was a Pittsburgh Steeler Hall of Famer when they were bad, defensive lineman. He also was a kicker, so that tells you the era that he played for the Steelers. Jim Marshall, a great defensive lineman for the Minnesota Vikings.
And a better judge.
There you go. Sam Huff, great linebacker for the New York Giants, also a Hall of Famer, also, unfortunately for him, a West Virginia Mountaineer. Art Donovan. Remember Art Donovan going on the Tonight Show?
Oh, yeah. I was going to say David Letterman's where I...
Yeah, yeah.
I mean, he's one of the greatest storytellers ever.
Oh, he was hilarious. And then a guy that's near and dear to the Cowboy fans, Hart Rayfield Wright.
Yeah, great lineman.
Great offensive lineman for the Cowboys.
Yep.
70, pretty impressive number. All these guys are Hall of Famers.
Yep.
Got a Razorback who probably won't be a Hall of Famer.
Who's that?
Dan Skipper.
Dan Skipper.
Dan Skipper.
For the Detroit Lions.
Who's known for the most holding calls.
When I was looking at this, Dan Skipper, and I knew he'd been with the Lions a few times, he's in his fourth stint with the Detroit Lions. They'll cut him. He'll go somewhere else. They'll pick him up.
But I mean, he gets a lot of points. I'm surprised he hadn't found his way to the Steelers as bad as their offensive line is.
He was not number 70 for the Razorbacks, but he is in the NFL.
Yeah, and he was one at the Cowboys game when they had that deal where the Cowboys beat him that time. He was the one that was involved in that play where he was supposed to be the extra receiver or something. Yeah, he didn't report in correctly. Shocker.
Yeah, I probably not one of your mental giants.
No, probably not. Anyway, any other number 70s you got? I look for basketball number 70s.
Well, you know, Dennis Rodman wore 70 one year, but I didn't put it on here, but he did wear 70 one year.
Yeah, he also wore a wedding
Spurs?
Dress.
Huh? That one he was with the Spurs?
Yes. This guy's got a great
he does.
Memory.
Yeah. Well, when you sit in a chair and watch TV all day, that's what you do. Yeah.
Sometimes I lay in the bed.
I got you, man.
Recline a lot.
Yeah, I understand. You just don't stand and watch it, though, right?
No.
Why would you?
No reason to do that. All right, well, that's all. Any other number 70s you want to talk about?
No, we're good.
All right, let's move on to some basketball.
Wait. I was born in 70.
You were?
There you go.
Ah, so that ruins the whole number.
Since 1966, York Gary Autoplex has been serving Southwest Arkansas over 60 years of supporting families, schools, and of course, our scrappers. Just like the scrappers never quit on the field, York Gary has never quit on this community. York Gary Autoplex, celebrating 60 years of service and always going the extra mile.
Nashville Scrappers played one game last week. They're now 16-3. They lost to Magnolia. Double overtime, Tony, 92-87 down in Magnolia. Are you going to make a prediction?
Well, you and I talked about this. We got to watch the Scrappers play twice, once with Bo Bell, once without Bo Bell. And I'm going to tell you, man, I told you that they could I could see Nashville beating Magnolia. Magnolia hasn't lost a game since they've been in our conference, according to conference historian Coach Worthen. So
that's right.
They probably won't get a chance to play again now. That was probably a Nashville shot, but Magnolia is not that much better than Nashville.
No.
Matter of fact, I'm going to eat my words because we're playing Magnolia Friday, but right now I might rather play Magnolia.
Start chewing. 92-87 was a fun game to watch for whoever was there.
Yeah. Yeah, that's right. Double overtime, 92-87. That's just
Scrappers have had a good year.
They really
16-3.
Well, and they're not done.
No, they're not done.
They're not near done.
They're going to be the 2 seed in the regional. They're going to draw 3 from the other side, and they're going to go to the state tournament, my prediction.
Well, see, I could see them being in the finals of the regional with Magnolia.
I can, and there you go. That's where it's going to happen, Greg.
Yeah.
Write it down.
Yeah, okay. I'm writing it down.
Because that would be at Nashville.
Yeah, it would be. Now, I don't know what the boys' teams from 8-4A are, but they're good usually.
Yeah.
They usually have one or two good teams. So it'll be some competition before they get there. But if they do, that'll be a game to go to.
But didn't our conference last year go over there and win all the games?
Girls.
It was girls? It wasn't boys?
I don't think they won all the boys' games.
Okay.
Yeah, I could be wrong, but yeah. I don't think so.
4-7A won a bunch of games over there last year.
They did. And had to go all the way to Monticello to do it.
Yeah.
Nashville Scrapper.
Ate at Jim's.
Huh?
Was it Jim's? Ray's. It was Ray's.
Yeah, Ray's.
Everybody ate at Ray's.
Yeah, boy, that's the best place in Monticello.
Hospitality room was better.
It sure was.
It was.
Nashville Scrapperettes also only played one game. They beat Magnolia 80-45. Karsten Scribner leading the way there, as she does a lot of times.
Yeah.
Just a great basketball player she is. And talk like Yoda, didn't I?
Great basketball player she is.
She does a really good job. I mean, I think that she's probably they got a lot of great players, but I mean, she's Mrs. Consistency.
She is.
Or Miss Consistency, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, it'd be Miss Consistency.
There you go.
So, great job by her. This week they've got Arkadelphia tonight, which a little preview could be a special game. And then Friday, Camden Fairview. Both teams play. And so, you know, based on what we've seen, there, it looks like this week Arkadelphia and Camden are going to have some losses. Yeah. Scrappers and Scrapperettes probably going to take care of business. Scrapperettes will end up the conference undefeated then, yeah. If that's the case. And, Scrappers with only two losses in both to Magnolia. So, both good teams. Look forward to seeing how they do as they go through this next week, the final week of the season before we go to regionals.
Need reliable poultry equipment and service? Look no further than Hometown Poultry Supply in Nashville, right next to McDonald's. They carry the brands you know and trust, and they offer 24/7 service and repair because they know their birds can't wait. Whether you're updating, retrofitting, or starting fresh, Hometown Poultry Supply has your back.
Mina Bearcats and Lady Cats played a couple of times last week. They both went 1-1 on the week. Bearcats 13-12 overall in the year, lost to Ozark 65-37, then beat Clarksville 65-30. Lady Cats now 16-10 on the year. They lost to Ozark 34-31 and beat Clarksville 64-55. So both teams 1-1. The district tournament, the Mina Bearcats are going to start off playing the Waldron Bulldogs, 4-5.
The 4-5 game.
Yeah, that is going to be a one to.
And you two teams that just don't like each other a whole lot. That one will be tonight, I guess, as we tape on Tuesday, and that will be that'd be one to watch.
Yeah,
and you know the 4-5 game in the girls is mm-hmm. Ozark and Mina, the Lady Cats and Lady Hillbillies. They're the Hillbillies.
That's right.
They've played some really close games this year, including one last week was a 3-point game. Yeah. So a couple of good games involving Mina this week.
Yeah, they're just all hillbillies. There's no lady hillbillies.
Really?
Yeah.
I guess that's probably right.
Hillbillyettes.
I'm going to say they're lady hillbillies.
They are.
Okay.
I'm just messing with you.
But you almost had me there because, at Marshall, they're not the lady herd. They're just the herd. Everybody's the herd.
Yeah.
So I could see we'd just be hillbillies.
Yeah. Well, they're all hillbillies.
At Marshall, they're all hillbillies too.
Yeah. So you don't say, hey, here's a male hillbilly and here's a lady hillbilly. You just say hillbillies.
Mm-hmm.
Well,
that's true.
When I was a hillbilly, it was an important distinction that they were male.
Some people couldn't tell.
some of them.
What do you mean? Hey, if you are a hillbilly, you don't become not one.
You're moving 1,000 miles to the west. Doesn't matter. You're still a hillbilly.
Hey, Beverly Hillbillies. What do you mean? Right?
That's true.
They were still hillbillies.
It's got a point.
Yep.
Anyway. To California.
California
ought to be.
That's right.
And they loaded up the truck and they moved to Beverly.
All right.
That's what Debbie and I drove into town down here.
He's not lying. He did because we had to unload it. We're looking more forward to the one he gets to moving out so we can load him up.
Nice knowing you, Tony.
You know I'm kidding you, Tony. I love you, buddy. Anyway, the Mena Bearcats playing in a conference tournament. We'll see how they do.
Jobs.pilgrims.com. That is the website to go to see everything that Pilgrims offers in the way of careers. The leading global provider of high-quality food products, including well-recognized brands and value-added premium products. As one of the world's largest poultry producers and a fully integrated pork producer, Pilgrims has provided wholesome quality products to customers and consumers for more than seven decades. And they have over 58,000 team members, taking great pride in providing more than 133 million daily servings of protein to retailers, restaurants, food service providers, and consumers around the world. The company includes 39 production facilities and 27 prepared food facilities in 14 states, the UK, Puerto Rico, Mexico, and Europe. Pilgrims is proud to partner with more than 4,900 family farms for poultry and over 6,300 family farms for hog and lamb supplies. Their vision guides everything they do to be the best and the most respected company in the industry, creating the opportunity of a better future for their team members. I'm talking hourly production, plant operations and support, drivers, research and development, quality assurance and food safety, human resources, sales and marketing, accounting and finance, professional opportunities. If you think you could be an asset to the company, you should go to jobs.pilgrims.com and even check out their benefits, better futures, insurance, growth. There is no better company to take ownership of your career growth than JBS. Explore the opportunities for development with a global food company. Take advantage of more than 2,000 courses in their development learning program offerings, online learning and ad hoc courses, 401ks. With your 401k, they offer company match, long-term tax benefits, investment options, and geographic flexibility. And of course, paid holidays and time off. So all of your benefits taken care of, your career taken care of, absolutely amazing. And that's not even to get into their community action that they take here, right here in Southwest Arkansas and all over. Whether it's community events, fundraisers, you can always see Pilgrims participating in some form or fashion, whether it's providing chicken for fundraisers and just so much more. They're always a huge member of the community. They employ so many people here, and it's a perfect fit for our podcast. Of course, we love having Pilgrims on. It makes total sense, and they're big supporters of all the local sports in the area, always big supporters of our radio station and everything. So we're so appreciative to have them on board. And if you're interested in joining their team, you should go to jobs.pilgrims.com.
Time to talk about the Dirks Outlaws and Lady Outlaws. And for that, we have the Dirks expert, Jeff Tuttle.
I don't know about expert, just Dirks.
Okay.
Just a Dirks hand over
there. Yeah.
Like, tell me if
you know more than I do about it, so that makes you an expert.
Good week for the Outlaws and Lady Outlaws.
The way you introduce him, it's like on Saturday Night Live, and when they go to like Father Guido Sarducci or Rosanna Dana. Or
yeah.
Okay.
Go ahead, go Jeff. Way back.
We do need.
Never mind.
Yeah. Be Don Pardo.
Us three. He doesn't even know who that is. Do you?
I do.
You do.
Guido Sarducci.
Okay.
Yeah.
He's watched enough old clips.
Yeah, that's right. All right. And I think we should get Don Pardo on this. Yeah. Jeff Tuttle.
All right.
I'm going to carry on now.
Yeah.
Would you go ahead and talk about the Outlaws? Hey, you know what? They had a really good week last week.
Good week?
Yeah.
Lady Outlaws and Outlaws both went 2-0. The senior boys team is 19-10 on the season, 9-5 in conference play. And, you know, we talked last week. I didn't think they were going to Conway to play Greers Ferry West Side, but they did.
Mm-hmm.
And they defeated West Side 83-47 in that ball game. And then, as y'all have already talked about, the DeQuinn game, 51-45, led in scoring that night by McLean Smith, 18 points, I believe. And a good game by Peyton Beckman. Colton Gadberry came off the bench, had a really good game.
I was impressed with that young man.
Steady game for the Outlaws.
And I don't know.
He's one of the best passers I've seen this season.
Yeah.
And he doesn't look like your prototypical guard, but, man, he can pass the basketball.
Yeah.
Well, he's unselfish, plays good defense.
Yep.
He started out the season as a starter, and then kind of, I think he kind of relishes that coming off the bench and giving them a little spark.
Yeah.
Well, they also had the ninth grader. And I, sorry for forgetting his first
Jacoby
name.
Faulkner.
Faulkner's his last name. Yeah.
He had
a good ball game, too.
Played the majority of the game.
He really did. Once he came in, I don't know that he went out.
Yeah.
He had a lot of minutes. And I'll mention that while you're talking about the freshmen playing. You know, and they had a couple more came in the game and got some minutes, too. But on Thursday night, the night before, the Outlaws and Lady Outlaws hosted DeQueen. The Junior Outlaws and Junior Lady Outlaws both secured the district championship. You know, second year in a row. I know some people was going to tell me third for one or the other because I think the junior girls have won it 3 years. Junior boys went undefeated on the season this year. Junior girls had one loss in the middle of the season, which snapped a 47-game winning streak for them. So. Mm. You know, they've had a really good year, both of those. Congratulations to both of those. The Lady Outlaws, 25-5 overall on the season, 14-0 in conference play. And they
third ranked in the Arkansas Democrat Gazette. Top five in every poll.
Nice.
Can't complain about that.
No.
You know, they had a couple of big wins last week, and I realize the Lady Leopards have lost a few players, but the Lady Outlaws defeated the defending Class A state champs, Westside, 54-43. And I believe they have all five starters back from last season.
Four
of their
five. If I'm correct, yeah.
And then they defeated the defending 4A champs, the DeQueen Lady Leopards, 50-40. And as I say, you know, I know they've lost a few players from that team, but really good games.
Really?
I mean,
yeah.
They were good games.
Big
the
wins.
The DeQueen Derricks games were fun to watch. I'm glad I got to sit in on the broadcast with y'all for those. But they were led that night by Riley Simmons. She had 19 points, big first half for
She really
for
staked
Riley.
The Outlaws to that big lead to start
with.
Yeah.
If she's not hitting those three-pointers, it's a much different game at the end of the first quarter and maybe a much different game at the end. Mm-hmm. But, man, she really staked them to that lead.
Yeah.
And Addison Hill, she didn't have her usual night shooting the ball. And, you know, the Lady Leopards defense had a lot to do with that. But what a stat line. She had 12 points, 12 rebounds, 5 steals, 2 blocks, I believe. You know, double-double. And y'all talked about the buys in our conference tournament, district tournament. You know, it's at Spring Hill. Lady Outlaws, number one seed, won't play until Thursday night. The Outlaws were the number three seed, and they got a bye in the first round. We're taping this on Tuesday. They will play Tuesday night against Mountain Pine. One of those games as a coach I know you don't like because they've already defeated Mountain Pine twice. You hate that third go around. Mm. I mean, against the same team, but
well, at least it's a long ways for both of you.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? I mean, if it was at one or the other place or real close to one, it might make more difference.
Even farther for them, I guess.
Yeah, it is a little bit further for them than it is for you. But being that far away, I think that negates some of that to some extent.
But postseason action's here for the Outlaws and Lady Outlaws, so you're in those must-win situations now. So good luck to both of them.
Looking forward to that, seeing how they do in the conference tournament.
I'm here with Coach Taylor Collum of the Derricks Outlaws. Coach, great season so far. You started out kind of a little slow in the beginning of the season, but, man, you've really built up and got a really good thing going right now.
Well, I appreciate you. And you know how it is, just coming into a new place, and we have football over here, and they take it serious. Small towns, everybody's got to play everything, and it took us a while to get rolling, to get kids to buy in and kind of get the system in place. And then I had to see what I had. I didn't know what we had on the floor, what I had in my team, honestly, and it took a little longer than – what you'd like, but that's kind of first year stuff, and the kids have really bought in, and we've had a good stretch here the last few weeks.
Well, I want to mention a couple of things that I noticed Friday night. We were I was over there at the game Friday night, and just, you know, one of the things that always impressed me about high school teams, and I think if a high school team does this, they do other things well, and that's shoot free throws. And that, you know, your boys shot free throws well Friday night, and it looks like they've been shooting them well for a while. So I just want to commend you on that, and I think that if you're doing that, the other fundamental things are going to be.
Yes, sir. Yep. Yeah, you're 100% right. And that's kind of what I've preached is we're not the most talented team in the world, but we've got to what we've got to do is we've got to be more fundamental than everybody else, especially beating teams that are more talented than us. We've got to take care of the ball. We got to rebound. We got to shoot free throws. And I know that's cliche, but when it comes down to it, you, at the end of games, you look at free throws, rebounding, and turnover margin. That usually tells the tale of who's going to win that game.
Yes, sir. And you know, one more thing. Look, you've got a relatively young team also.
Yes, sir. Matter of fact, you brought up us starting slow. We had we started real slow, and I was thinking, goodness, you know, it might be a long year. And we went with starting three 10th graders after about the fifth game, and luckily for me that the rest of the team, the seniors, didn't pout, didn't whine, complain about it. They stayed bought in, and the 10th graders have gotten better every single week, adjusted to the high school level. And then Friday was able to move up some 9th graders, and one of them really helped us out. He was number 11 for us, but I think I put him in about 5 minutes into the game, and he never came back out the rest of the game. And was point guard for us and helped us move the ball and played good defense and just did everything that you can ask out of a 9th grader. So we're young, and I've only got 2 juniors as well. So we're pretty 9th and 10th grade heavy right now.
Well, yeah, and I was just going to mention real quickly McLean Smith. What a week he had last week. Y'all had to play 5 games due to the snow and ice and whatever that was we had the week before. But, you know, he averaged 25 points a game in those 5 games. Just an outstanding weekly performer for somebody.
It is. And McLean is he's the Energizer Bunny that never stops. And, you know, a lot of times you want your best offensive players however many you really don't want them guarding the best defense players all the time, especially in a 5-game week where it's just a brutal stretch. But we don't have that luxury in it. And McLean does it on both ends. He's guarding the best player on offense every single night. And then going and attacking the rim, and he's really, really bought in and got some confidence going. And he's a big energizer for us that we need every night. He takes good shots, makes good decisions, especially as of late. And like I said, on the defensive end, he's doing it too. He guarded Lindley for DeQueen and held him to 3 points. And I've watched a lot of games on DeQueen this year, and there's not many times you can say, you know, you held Lindley to 3 points, and because he's such a great player as well.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, he did a good job Friday night, both offensively and defensively also. This week starts district tournament week. Y'all are the 3rd seed, I believe, in the conference. And so that gets you a bye at least for one round, I believe. And do you still have to win one game to go to regionals then?
Yes, sir. We, the play in to get to us is tonight, and then we'll play tomorrow night, and we got to win, to get to regionals. But both teams that we could play, we've beaten them both times, but both are, you know, definitely you can't sleep on them. Mountain Pine, last time we played them, it was a 2-point game, and they're very talented in Murfreesboro. I believe they got an injured kid back, and they're talented as well, and that's a rivalry in itself. So we're going to have to show up and play for sure either way tomorrow.
And so then that's going to be down at Spring Hill. And then win that game, you play on out to see the seeding for the regionals. And regionals is going to be over at Hampton. Is that right?
Yes, sir. That's a good trip for us. But, you know, that was one of our goals this year is to make it to the playoffs. And you make it to the playoffs, and then we'll see where it goes from there. But I'm super excited for tomorrow. And I know the kids are too, but then if we luckily, hopefully, if we make it to regionals, then we'll be making a trip to Hampton, but that'll be all right.
Yeah, that's it's always all right when you win, isn't it?
Yes, sir. Yeah, absolutely.
Well, looking forward to seeing what you do in the conference tournament and then on into regionals. And, Coach, I just really appreciate you taking the time to talk to me and really excited about how well the Outlaws are doing this year.
Well, I appreciate you, sir. Thank you so much for letting me get on and everything that you do for sports around the area.
Well, we'll talk to you again soon.
All right. Thank you, sir.
CCCUA.edu. That is UA Cossatot's website for you to find out everything you need to know about applying and enrolling, programs of study, how to pay for college, all of their athletics and apparel, student life, community and workforce, and so much more. Your medical education will start here. UA Cossatot has the third highest college graduation rate in the state of Arkansas and is proud to be the first and only Hispanic serving institution in the state as a member of the Hispanic Association of Colleges and Universities. We offer degrees and certificates in more than 24 fields and are a leader in implementing more affordable textbook-free courses and boast a variety of professional industry training certifications, small class sizes, low tuition, and quality online and in-class instruction. UA Cossatot is committed to improving the lives of those in our region by providing quality education, outstanding service, and relevant industry training. And by going to cccua.edu, you can find everything you need to know, again, about campus dining and campus maps, the Center for Student Success and Consumer Information, financial aid, textbooks, payments, career pathways, scholarships, and so much more. Find out their vast amount of programs of study on offer, and you can find out how to apply and enroll right from their great website. Check out the Colts gift shop as well, and you can go to uacossatotcolts.com to find out everything you need to know about the Colts, whether it's basketball, soccer, or shooting sports. Any Colts fans can find all the information that they need and merchandise they need on uacossatotcolts.com, and go to cccua.edu today.
Cossatot River Eagle time, and Tony, Eagles 2-24 on the year. They lost to Boonville and Lamar last week, and as we know now, they lost to the Boonville Bearcats again Monday night as we record this on Tuesday. So their season is done.
Season is over. You know, just two wins on the year. I know that Coach Barrett, when I text him or talks to him, he really thought they were right on the cusp and just never got there. But they had, you know, they lost so many seniors last year. They were really good last year, lost a lot of seniors. So, you know, I love talking to Coach Barrett. So, and I imagine that they won't stay down long.
No, they won't. They'll be back. Lady Eagles are 9-13. Big improvement from last year.
Absolutely.
And they beat
I think they won one, maybe two games last year or something like
yeah.
that. Yeah.
Yeah. I think it was two.
Yeah, I think you're right.
But they beat Boonville, and then they lost to Lamar. But district tournament, they're going to be playing the Boonville Bearcats.
Well, they played them last night and won 39-38.
There you go.
So they're playing again tonight. As I don't have who that they are playing. I don't have the results on the further down in that bracket. But congratulations to them in advancing in the district tournament.
So they're double digits in victories. That's great.
Yeah, it is. Yeah. That's a big improvement for the Lady Eagles.
Well, great season for the Lady Eagles. Congratulations to the Eagles on their season and it being done. Lady Eagles now move on for one more game.
Yep.
So we'll see how they do next week, and we'll let you know as soon as we know.
It is now time for my favorite segment of the program, and that is the awards segment, where we're able to give out awards to each and every school that we talk about, as well as some bigger, more area-wide awards. So let's get to it.
All right, we're going to start out with the Shelter Insurance Jeff Woods Agency Leopard Player of the Week, and that's going to go to?
We're going to go with the Junior Lady Cubs. Won the conference championship this week. Against the Nashville Junior Scrapperettes, and a big win for the Lady Cubs. I'm going to say Lady Leopard basketball, the future looks bright.
All right, moving on, Domtar Panther Player of the Week will be?
We're going to go with Makai Lewis, the manager who came off the bench and hit the buzzer beater just a great story. And so we're going to go with him for our Panther Player of the Week.
Horatio State Bank Line Player of the Week this week is going to be?
We're going to split it. We're going to go with Christian Rojo and Graham Banhart. Both had 16 points in the win against umpire.
Philip Field make this list?
Sorry. No. Horatio State Bank Gator Player of the Week.
Kalen Easter for them has been a number of times.
He's an amazing player. Loveless Refrigeration Scrapper Player of the Week this week will go to?
Another one that you've heard before, Jonte Taylor. He's had a great season.
Yeah. Just Shelter Insurance Todd Moore Agency Outlaw Player of the Week.
Going to go to both junior outlaw teams. Both won their conference in impressive fashion. I think it's the second year in a row that both have done that, maybe three for the girls, and they're going to be our Outlaw Player of the Week.
And now we move on to the Union Bank of MENA Bearcat Player of the Week, and that's going to go to?
Going to go to Dalton Miller.
Right. Stillwell's Restaurant Warriors Player of the Week will be?
Manolo Vasquez is going to be, and I wish I had a dollar for every
point he scored.
Yeah.
Yeah. Union Bank of MENA Eagle Player of the Week.
Going to be Caleb Olade for the Eagles.
And now we move on to the area players. The Toad Thumper Lures Girls Player of the Area.
Going to be Riley Simmons, just based on her first quarter versus the Lady Leopards.
Yeah. That was enough, wasn't it?
That was enough for me.
Yeah.
She plays. I pretty much made my mind up then.
Yeah. She plays well all the time. Congratulations to Riley Simmons. And the Horatio State Bank Boys Player of the Area will be?
From the Scrappers, Demetrius Shelley, another guy that's had a great season.
He really has and had a great game against Magnolia. And then we're going to go to the Mud Creek Designs Southwest Arkansas Sports Page on the Air T-shirt winner. The Player of the Area is going to be?
The big buzzer beater for Caden Lindley for the Leopards versus Arkadelphia. It was the second conference win in a row for the Leopards. I don't know if anybody's went back yet to see the last time that had happened, that we beat Fairview and then beat Camden Fairview and then Arkadelphia and have an opportunity as we speak on Tuesday tonight against Hope to make it three in a row. And then you're really going to have to get out Jay Bunyard will have to get out his files and figure out the last time the Leopards won three conference games in a row. It was a huge shot. If you didn't see it, go back on DQTV and watch and hear Jay Bunyard call it, which is great.
That's what I was going to say. It's worth the listen, if nothing else.
You go.
That's right. I'm going to say just one thing about that real quickly. If it didn't happen during the Will Dykes era, you're going to have to go back a long way.
Well, we did make regional a couple of times during Will Dykes era. So it may have happened during Will's era if we got the right three teams in a row.
Right.
But it's been a long time.
Well, two's what I'm thinking maybe, but
yeah.
I don't know about three. That'd be a long time. Anyway, moving on to the Southwest Arkansas Sports Page on the Air Game of the Week.
That's going to be the Nashville Scrappers and Scrapperettes traveling to Arkadelphia and the Arkadelphia 8-Man Badgers.
DeQueen Animal Hospital and Ashdown Veterinary Clinic. DeQueen Animal Hospital at 1690 Highway 70 West right here in DeQueen. Give them a call at 870-642-8387. That's Vets. And you can schedule your appointment today or ask any questions that you might need. And Ashdown Veterinary Clinic at 139 Southern Drive in Ashdown, 870-898-5181. Schedule your appointment or ask any questions with Ashdown Veterinary Clinic as well. Martin Veterinary Services has been a proud sponsor of the Southwest Arkansas Sports Page on the Air since the very beginning, and we appreciate them so much for that, and not only that, what they do for the community, and that is offer high-quality veterinary services to everybody here, whether it's just simple stuff, spaying and neutering, or medications, checkups, and things like that, down to more serious things. You can trust Martin Veterinary Services to take care of you, and don't just take my word for it. There are a ton of good reviews on Google and across the board. You can check out their Facebook page as well, DeQueen Animal Hospital / Ashdown Veterinary Clinic, and hundreds of reviews, all five stars. And, you know, you always need to be able to trust the person that you're taking your pets to, and Martin Veterinary Services is the one. I have used them for multiple occasions, whether it's with my dogs or my cats, and they've been an absolute delight. Such a blessing to have them in this community offering these services. So we appreciate them so much, and you can go to DeQueen Animal Hospital or Ashdown Veterinary Clinic today for all your veterinary needs. And that about wraps it up for all of the high school basketball and conference action we're going to be talking about, but we have plenty of more national topics that we want to discuss, and this conversation is indeed brought to you by Mina Pre-Owned. If you have any pre-owned car needs, go to Mina APO.
All right, appreciate that, and appreciate them for sponsoring this talk. Looking at first, Ole Miss quarterback Trinidad Chambliss, who was a second teamer until the Arkansas Razorbacks made him look like a Heisman Trophy winner. it gets his sixth year of eligibility.
Well, and he's had it, then he took it away, then a judge gave it, and they've taken it away. I think this is the fifth time that's changed. Right now he has it. A judge in Mississippi granted it to him.
Shocker.
Yeah, it is a shocker.
He's been in and out about as much as Dan Skipper with the Detroit Lions.
Well, and, you know, the thing is, I was looking yesterday because it got me interested on where the where the odds were on the Heisman Trophy with him in and out. Well, he's the second in the odds to win the Heisman, with, of course, Arch Manning being first. You think this is final? Do you think the NCAA is going to come along and they're going to get their judge and they're going to say, no, he's not playing?
Man, that's tricky.
It is.
I think they'll eventually just give up. They hadn't done anything anyway.
This will be his sixth year playing college football, is what I'm talking about?
Yeah.
Is he getting his doctorate?
He's not even going to school. Are you kidding?
Is he
going to
be a...
It's a common thing since COVID.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And NIL. I mean... Yeah.
Well, I'll just stay here.
But, you know, talking
always
about
making
that,
more money there than he would be in the NFL.
Yeah. Talking about that, the NCAA, whether or not they reverse it, that's something you'll have to do before long if you're going to, because, I mean, that's a whole draft thing if he doesn't get to play.
Yes. And, yeah. If he was in the NFL draft, he would probably be the second quarterback taken, probably maybe in the top 10 or 15.
Yeah.
He's going to start running out of interesting courses to take. This is his eighth year.
I'm telling you.
He's majoring in.
He's probably not even in Oxford. Am I right?
Well, no. You know, that's what I think I told it on the podcast when they were talking to Carson Beck at Miami, and they asked him something about his major, and he told him, he said, I graduated 2 years ago.
Yeah.
You know.
I'll be majoring in my eighth year in women's studies. That's
yeah.
But what it does for Ole Miss is it gives them – they're one of the instant favorites, I think, in the SEC, which they may have been anyway. But you have an experienced quarterback like that. He had a great year last year. You know, they're definitely – of course, they're in the same division with the Hogs. They're going to be hard to handle.
Absolutely. It's this next one on the list that – that amazes me.
The NCAA in all its glory. You know, sometimes I wonder if some people at the AAA are down at the NCAA as well.
Well, I saw somebody that's still playing college football, and I can't find it right now. I looked, but they were in the same recruiting class as
Micah Parsons.
Micah Parsons.
Yeah. And he played his fifth year in the NFL.
Yeah, this is his fifth year in the NFL. I don't know. I think the guy was 29 years old.
Probably playing for Brigham Young.
Yeah, he may have been on a recruiting trip.
Back to that, I believe it was said during the national championship week around there that the good running back, true freshman running back from Miami, when Carson Beck was a freshman in college, that kid was in the seventh grade.
Yeah. Yeah.
I mean,
that's amazing.
Those are crazy things to even think about.
Mm-hmm. Well, and again, the chaos of what that is college football. This, I mean, we might not ordinarily talk about this, but after the Chambliss thing, it seemed to make a lot of sense. The Mac adds Sacramento State.
You know why we wouldn't talk about it normally? Because none of us know where Sacramento – I mean, we know where it is. We don't know who they are. Well, what's their mascot? Anybody know their mascot?
I have no idea.
The Don Quixotes.
There you go. That's exactly who I thought. Well,
but you know what? The thing is, I know where the Mac schools are, and Marshall used to play in the Mac.
Yeah.
I just, man, the geography of college football anymore is crazy.
There is none.
You're right. That's exactly right. There's no geography.
And not only that, they have to pay money to join the Mac.
$18 million to join the Mac? I think Marshall had to pay $18 million to leave.
I mean, if I was going to pay.
They're getting you coming and going.
If I was going to pay that kind of money, I'd try to join the Pac-4.
Or something.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, that's
right. It'd make more
sense. Get together with Washington State and Oregon State and those schools.
Yeah, I mean, just think how much.
They must not be offering.
Well, just think how much money they're going to spend on travel.
Yeah.
And not only about this, I mean, here's the deal with me is if you want to start doing this, let's just start a G League for the NFL.
Yeah.
Because that's all they're doing. There's no way they got enough time to go to school. No, the only classes they may be taking are summer classes.
Right.
And that's how these guys, you know, they, you know, but during the year, I mean, it's, you can't really take a real class.
Yeah, joke.
No.
And I've said it before, the guys running the NCAA, they couldn't run a 7-Eleven.
Well, that seems to be prevalent in a lot of administrative situations.
I
Triple A. but anyway, moving on.
Hornets. They're the Hornets.
Okay. Well, they're the fine. Hornets?
I had to Google it.
Sacramento State's, well, I guess they are further north. The Don Quixotes would have been down south, around San Diego.
Sorry to interrupt you.
That's okay.
I've never been to Sacramento. My wife has, and she says it's pretty nice.
Capital or California.
I don't think I'll make it out there for the Ohio Sacramento State Hornets matchup.
You don't want to go there? Oh, all right. Let's move on to Hogs basketball, man. Got to go Saturday. Big win for them against Auburn.
Tigers?
Yeah, Auburn Tigers.
Yep.
That's an
eagle as a mascot. That's avenging a loss, right?
Huh?
That was avenging a loss.
That was avenging a huge loss down at Auburn. And played really well. I'm going to tell you one thing. Darius Acuff Jr. is the real deal. You can say whatever you want to about the Razorbacks, but he can play basketball for anybody. Who's and I'm talking about any pro team right now.
Who's he playing with next year?
Depends on how much money we get.
Probably the Lakers, knowing the way the NBA works, right?
Yeah.
Man, if he takes LeBron's place, they'll be better.
Oh, yeah?
The Razorbacks need to pony up enough money to keep him one more year. I just don't know if that's possible.
Well, what's the number? Do you know what the number is?
There's no telling. It'd probably take $5 million to keep him there.
Probably so.
I don't know how much they're giving. I do know this. They just got a commitment from Jordan Smith Jr., who is the best point guard or shooting guard in this class, and one of the top five, based on ESPN's, however they do their things.
They also have that commit, and I can't think of his name right now. It's kind of an odd name, who makes ESPN top 10 about once a week with dunks.
Mm-hmm.
You know, a bigger kid.
Yeah.
I mean, they got a recruiting class coming in. I wish we could keep
– And J.J. Acuff. Andrews, too.
Yeah. I wish we could keep Acuff with him.
Uh-huh.
I don't know.
But he is the he's the number one shooting guard prospect, the number three prospect overall. I really liked what he said. He said, I want to play in the NBA. Coach Calipari, get me to the NBA, and I'm ready to play. That's nice. All he said.
Nice.
I also know Calipari said this is the most money he's ponied out for anybody. He did. I heard that.
Would you agree? And, I mean, he may be the best ever at Arkansas when it's said and done, but the best point guard at Arkansas since Lee Mayberry, I would say, would be my opinion.
Who's that?
Acuff.
Oh, yeah.
Where's he from?
By far. Acuff from Detroit. Now, this guy's from basically the Washington, D.C. area, Virginia, but I don't know what – I mean, the school, it says Chantilly, Virginia, Paul 6. I don't know.
They're the Hornets, is there?
They're the Hornets, too?
Who's
you
the
sure
next?
They're not the Quixotes?
Who's the next guy? Who's like the guy that you saw play for the Razorbacks, and then like was like, this guy's amazing. He goes up and he's like a crazy star for the NBA. Have you ever seen it? Or is this guy?
Well, I mean, I don't know, crazy star. Sure. I mean, the probably one of the best players that ever played and had a really long career for in the NBA was Sidney Moncrief.
Mm. He was pretty good.
And the last one, Joe Johnson mm-hmm. would be. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, he played a long time.
Okay.
And the thing
he
about,
still plays in the Big Three, I think. Yeah. The Ice mm-hmm. Cube League. That.
Yep. That's but, cool. But I also think that there's a, you know, I think it's different now. Mm-hmm. I mean, Acuff, you know, I mean, not that, I mean, he's a great player, but, you know, like Moncrief was there for 4 years.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and when you see them for that long playing, you get more attached to
sure,
them.
Sure, sure.
You know, these guys are in and out. It's like a revolving door. So
yeah.
A little bit difference. I mean, the kid that plays for, or did play with the Golden State Warriors, can't even think of his name now. He was really good.
Moses Moody.
Yeah, he was really good. And still playing, right?
Yeah.
He's getting some playing time. Anyway.
Cool.
Moving on. Michigan, number one since – Arizona got beat twice last week. They moved up to number one, and I guess they deserve it. I really don't keep up with that. Who's the best team right now, in my opinion? I don't know. I don't watch enough of the other games to know. Tony, do you know?
My dad does.
Yeah.
And he will tell you that right now that Michigan probably is the best team. The thing about the NCAA now, though, it's – you know, who's going to be hot in 2 or 3 weeks? Because mm-hmm. there's probably 10 or 12 teams that legitimately could win the thing.
Yep.
You know, Houston could win the thing. Iowa State could win the thing. Arizona could win the thing.
Arkansas.
Michigan, you know. So kind of, you know, who's hot at the end is going to make a big difference to me. But –
you know, we talked during football season about the grind of the SEC schedule. Well, like basketball.
You're not one of these people that's going to tell me that Indiana would have lost 3 games in the SEC, are you?
In basketball, it's everybody has that grind in postseason tournaments.
Yeah.
I mean, you got to win a few games and stay healthy, and Indiana might do it in basketball.
They might. I wouldn't think so, but they might. But I think it's going to be a fun tournament.
Yeah,
that's what I like.
You can't answer this. But Tuttle's eligible, and you're eligible, Tyler.
Ooh.
There's one undefeated team left in college basketball. Who is it?
I know this. Give me just.
Why can't I answer?
Miami of Ohio.
Because you know it is Miami of Ohio. Very good.
That's what I was going to say. You stole it right from me.
A 25-0, and I got to watch them play once and. They're pretty good.
Yeah, they're really good.
Yeah.
Yeah, they're really good. And I think they'd probably be a dark horse.
Yeah.
For
they're the best
upset.
They're the best G5 right now.
Yeah. Yep. So anything else about college basketball y'all want to talk about?
I'm good.
All right. Well, let's move on to Olympics. Before we talk about the Olympics, though, if we may, let's talk a little bit about Razorback baseball and softball.
Yeah.
Off to a really good start in both sports. The Razorbacks went down. TCU just got our number down in the little special showcase down at Globe Life Field. But they did good, came back and beat Texas Tech with a walk-off.
Beat Oklahoma State like they stole something.
Yeah, that's right. And so doing pretty good. Had a good weekend, I'd say, overall.
Nice.
And the girls, softball team's doing really well. I think they went 4-0 this weekend, so that makes them about 8-1. So can't complain.
That's a lot
there.
Of games in a week's time. You
it
know?
Is.
I mean, because they started last weekend.
All those girls, yeah. They'll play 5 games in a weekend.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. And it's full bore going now.
Yeah.
I mean, games, midweek games, you know, to get them ready for the weekend games, and they're going to be playing, unless they get weathered out, they'll be playing every weekend from now till June 1st.
When does the Hogs come home this soon to play at home? Because a lot of, you know, of course, you know, like Marshall, they've got to play like their first 10 or 15 games south. And then it's the back of the schedule is loaded with home games because there's just not weather to play. Is that the same here? Do they play some home games this early here?
They're playing this Friday against Xavier.
At home.
Friday, Saturday, and Sunday.
Yeah. Saturday and Sunday.
And then they've got Arkansas Tech Arkansas State Tuesday and Wednesday at home. Then they're home.
Yeah. So the answer is yes.
Yeah, they're home. They're home from now till, I'm just looking till the first game that's not at home.
Jeopardy music right now.
It's gonna be
great radio.
They're for Friday till Friday. We're not on radio. We're a podcast. It's different. So it's okay if you have dead air on podcast. It's intentional dead air.
I got you.
But hey, they're first. They're next. They're at home. All
we can play Steve Miller.
Yeah. Well, yeah. But
we cut that out of the podcast, so you're not going to get that reference.
Yeah,
I'm sorry.
Yeah.
Y'all don't care. Go ahead.
I'm listening. I'm trying.
Well, you wanted to know the answer to the question. Answer to the question is their next away game is Friday, March 20th.
Wow.
And that's a conference game. Wow. So they're playing every game at home for a month.
I was literally a captive audience.
Which tells you how much smaller schools want to come and play at the Bomb, you know, play Arkansas at home, which would be a really cool experience.
Well, and their facilities are such that they can play anytime.
Yeah.
You know, they keep the field in shape where the only thing is you got cold weather. All that is hard on the fans.
Yeah. Mm. Oh, I set up.
Who are going to show up anyway?
Yeah, that's right.
Nice. Speaking of cold weather, Olympics, anybody?
Is it cold over there?
I don't know.
I love the Olympics.
They somehow keep
too.
Blocks of ice warm in Italy. I don't know.
Did you see Colin Jost in the bobsled?
I did.
The reason I talk about that, because we were watching some this weekend, and my younger daughter said she thinks she could do the skeleton. I just laughed. She said, "Why are you laughing?" I said, "That thing goes 70, 80 miles an hour, and it's like you're on a piece of metal, four rebars."
Yeah. Still, what's the skill? I mean, it's like how do you...
The skill is not getting killed.
How do you learn you're good at that?
I don't know.
Well, yeah, I was listening to Rich Eisen this week, and they were talking about how they all could be great curlers, and he said, there are curlers all around the country just calling, cussing them.
Yeah.
we could have Jeff be the guy that rolls the thing down, and you and I could be with brooms. Yeah. Tyler could be there on the end yelling instructions at
yeah.
us.
Yeah.
I would be
there's a curling team right here. There's a potential curling team.
Absolutely. I would be
sitting
better
in
just
studio right
pushing
now.
The RoboVac than I would sweeping.
It's just ice bowling.
The one that I didn't get is a new event, and I don't know if it was called two-man or two-person, but it's the luge.
Yeah.
And did y'all see? They just lay on top of each other. What is the purpose of that?
Yeah, you're using Bob as the sled.
I mean, and I do, don't get me wrong, I do enjoy the Winter Olympics. I love it.
Yeah.
Winter Olympics stinks. It's only good for hockey in that sense.
Hockey, speed skating.
Oh, speed skating is the most boring. Oh,
they crash each other out.
Oh, they so bad, dude.
Nearly cut their legs off. Skates.
That's right.
Speed skating is just a shade better than figure skating.
That's right, yeah. He nearly cut his leg off again.
Speed skating. Yeah. Y'all must not know Jake Paul's girlfriend.
Oh, she's a speed skater? Oh, okay. All right. I don't know nothing about it.
Is Jake Paul, is he the boxer?
Miles Garrett's girlfriend is a hot, what's a...
Who is?
Miles Garrett for the Browns. Oh, his girlfriend is a...
Does something.
Yeah, maybe a...
An Olympian?
Yeah.
A winter Olympian?
Yeah.
I mean, skiing's all right. Ski jump and that's fine.
I like to watch it.
I mean, the luge and the bobsled, I couldn't imagine anything more boring to watch. And I mean, it's like, it's really fast.
On the ski jumping, everybody's waiting for that moment, like on ABC's Wild World of Sports, where the guy...
Yeah.
Yeah. And it doesn't happen very often, because those people are really good.
He does a really long cartwheel.
And I really feel like a lot of the Olympics that I've watched, some of the U.S. athletes that have been favored in something have really disappointed this year. I mean,
yeah.
Snowboarding. Do you like the snowboarding?
I watch some of it. I mean, I'm not crazy about it.
Yeah. We look at the countries that
win all
the medals.
Isn't that what the Edge Games is for?
Yeah. We should be dominating the Olympics.
Yeah.
With the amount of money that we spend, the amount of people we have.
That's right.
And we're competing with Norway. Norway's leading the medal count.
Yeah.
You know, so.
Okay. I mean, speed skating just got a lot more interesting to me.
That's Jake Paul's girlfriend.
Well, and you've
never seen a dump truck on the ice before. Yeah. There you go.
She won a gold and a silver.
She's ugly, honey.
Lindsey Vonn finally finished her skiing career.
Yeah, in emphatic fashion.
Yeah. Uh-huh. Bless her heart.
Yeah.
She's had like four surgeries since, I believe.
Mm. Yeah. Yeah. Horrible situation, breaking her leg. But you know, I mean, I think it's just, it's fun to watch some of it. I like to see the snow.
Mm-hmm.
That's me as close too. As I want to get to the
there
snow.
You go.
Me too. I like cold weather. I like snow. So I basically enjoy it. I don't enjoy the Winter Olympics as much as the Summer Olympics. But
it's always just the start of it. Once they get into the games, but the first start, the first 2 weeks is curling only because it's such a it's the worst game.
It takes a long time for that thing to get down to the
end. It does. It must. Yeah.
You know, like the first, talking about the U.S. disappointing, like the first event I watched, like the very first thing they had was like the skiers that ski 20 miles or whatever.
The cross country skiing.
Yeah. And the woman.
There's excitement right there.
Well,
just take your breath away.
Because they were talking about the U.S. woman.
Then they stop and shoot at each other. Is that the same?
No,
that's the biathlon.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
But they were talking about the U.S. woman that's the favorite. You know, no competition. She's won, I forget how many in a row.
Yeah.
Nobody can even compete. And she finished like eighth. Come on.
Yeah, that's the way it is. Yeah, Winter Olympics.
I really hadn't watched a whole lot of it.
No, me either. Just clips.
Yeah, I just like to. I like watching some of it.
Hockey gets good.
I think the Colin Jost ride in the bobsled was the best. He's squealing like a little girl.
Well,
and the Canadian curling team, they got into it with somebody the other day. I think there was lots of profanity, and they nearly had a fist fight. I don't even know what it was about.
Hey, you hoser! That's my broom. Don't touch my broom. Oh, I'm sorry.
Here, take mine too.
Yeah. Go ahead.
Does anybody even know how they score curling? I don't. I mean,
it's got to be something like shuffleboard.
It's cold shuffleboard is all it is. You just get it in the middle, and then if the guy gets it in the middle,
then maybe you
knock it out of the middle.
Bocce ball, something like that?
Yeah, similar. I find skee ball more entertaining.
Well, I think it's a drinking game, right?
Oh, yeah.
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 Yeah. That's what I mean.
I have a couple Molson Dries and get on the ice.
That's right. Yeah. that's what I was thinking. It's a Canadian drinking game.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's still, what do they call it? Solo cups or whatever?
Trying to convince me that a curler is an athlete is like trying to convince me that John Crook was an athlete.
Yeah. Or any golfer.
Terry Forster, the pitcher for the Braves, who David Letterman called a big tub of goo.
Yeah. John Crook used to have one of the greatest lines ever when they asked him what his pregame routine was while everybody else was taking batting practice. Mm-hmm. He said three hot dogs and a six-pack.
Yeah. What about Wade Boggs? His was better.
Yeah. Yep.
This will shock you about John Crook. He's from West Virginia, too. He's a hillbilly.
See, it didn't move. It didn't change when
he
left.
It didn't change him.
Yeah.
No.
You can take the hill out of the bill, but you can't take the...
We'll have a lot more exciting talk on the Winter Olympics next week.
Yeah. Will it be over next week?
I don't know. I think it goes for...
No, it goes...
For 2 months, right?
Yeah, it's 2 months.
There's nothing else on TV because none of the shows want to compete with it. So they don't air any of the new shows of anything. So I'm watching like Celebrity UK Traders that was a year or two ago.
The only way they took it off there was for the NBA All-Star Game.
Yeah.
Right in the middle of it the other day.
Yeah.
Should have like an Olympics.
But you talk about excitement.
I don't even know who played.
I don't either.
NBA.
I do know the three-point, whoever won the three-point contest has not played this year.
I saw, and you know, there's so much AI out there, but I saw where Devin Booker is being investigated for missing his last three-point attempt on purpose because he bet himself to finish second in the three-point contest.
Hmm.
I saw that on something. Now, I mean, y'all, I don't know how much
celebrity three-point contest, because the betting favorite was Caleb Williams. But I don't know who won.
I don't know either.
The celebrity three-point contest? Hmm. And what's the do they still do the game where they put NBA All-Stars in with celebrities? Like, what was that from? I just remember Justin Timberlake beating James Harden like a bunch of times. Well,
the celebrity, they have the celebrity All-Star game on the Saturday night where they have the dunk contest.
And, yeah.
And I know I flipped by there for 2 or 3 minutes the other night.
Yeah.
And I Googled the one guy that was playing in the celebrity All-Star game because he was 7'6" and dunking without even jumping.
Yeah.
And he played in the NBA.
Yeah, I thought that's weird.
Jason Williams, who played in the NBA, was in the celebrity All-Star game.
Kevin Hart can play some basketball. Hart is really good for being 4'2".
And I bet he
really good
speed skate.
Yeah, I bet. Yeah,
and that's tight.
And curl. Curl. Him and The Rock in the Olympics.
Yeah, that's right.
2030.
He'll be The Rock, and The Rock will throw
the Yeah.
We have really gotten out of hand.
Yeah,
yeah, it has.
Oh, that's great.
Yeah.
Anything else? All right. Well, man, we appreciate everybody for listening. We appreciate all our sponsors. We couldn't do it without you. Thank you to all the people that get us the information each and every week. But most of all, we appreciate the kids. That's who we're doing it for. We'll see you next week.
See you next week.
See you next week.